gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm your host, Arthur Schaefer, and I'm back with another wonderful guest that's going to be joining us shortly. We have Joanna Dos Santos, who is a licensed professional counselor and life coach and the owner of JDS Counseling LLC, and that is in Florham Park, New Jersey. And without further ado, let's bring out Joanna. Joanna, how are you doing today?
Good, Arthur. It's so good to hear your voice finally.
Awesome. So why don't you tell our audience a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Of course. Well, first off, thank you so much for even having me today. I think it's a great experience. So what I do is I have a private practice that focuses on providing mental health services as well as life coaching to the overall population. I focus on really minimizing your anxiety, your depression, adjustment issues, which I think is such a big thing nowadays. And, of course, any other arising concerns while fostering your desire to achieve your lifelong goals. What I usually like to do is, in my practice, I allow yourself to be fully vulnerable with your ability to feel and experience acceptance. I think my overall goal for you is to feel that you are heard and that you feel safe. I think what's important nowadays is that we may have our friends, our colleagues, our families, and we may not necessarily feel like we are heard because we feel like we might be judged or stereotyped for something that we might say. And in my practice, at least the way I work, is I truly allow you to feel that you can trust me and that you can feel safe, whether it is in my office or through the remote work that, of course, most of us are doing right now, and through therapy, through life coaching. I listen to your entire story, and I know it's not going to take a day. It takes time, but I listen to your story, your challenges, your weaknesses, as well as your strengths, and to see how all of that has really shaped you into who you are today. And the overall journey of therapy, as well as coaching, it to really allow you to learn to love yourself and to manifest the version of yourself whom you have always wanted to be. And I think that with your deliberate dedication, as well as my approach towards therapy, that we can both succeed.
Wow. And what type of background does someone need to have in order to do what it is that you do?
Great question. Education. I've been in mental health services for over 10 years now. I have my master's. I am on my last year to become a psychoanalyst. I have some different certificates as well, which I can probably take more than a few minutes to discuss. But and only just recently, in the beginning of March, the beauty of COVID, that's when I decided to open up my own private practice called JDS Counseling. Now, back then, my overall goal was to really expand my private practice to focus on helping my clients heal and grow. And I think overall, that is our goal as private practitioners. However, with COVID, my focus has really shifted. It modified somewhat since then because I realized that I wanted to do more than just private practice. And I think COVID-19 sure made me realize even more so today how important therapy, as well as coaching, and even human interaction is today. I mean, we were forced to isolate, to separate, and we did not realize how important that physical interaction, physical connection with someone else is until COVID. So with that, we have all suffered tremendous amounts of anxiety, depression, frustrations, anger. And I learned through my many experiences that challenges will always be there. They will be there today. They will be there tomorrow. However, with the right mindset, we have the ability to look at them a certain way and make the most out of it. So for me, through therapy, my approach towards therapy at least is a very empathetic observation of the character traits and their protective functions to the self-esteem and self-preservation. And through life coaching, I try my best to partner with my clients in a very creative development so that way it can motivate them to discover their life purpose. And I focus on enriching their lives with clients, by helping them create their desires and persevere.
Mm, beautiful. And what made you pursue this profession? Have you always been passionate with helping others?
I love this question. I'm sorry, I didn't even let you finish because I love it so much. So I think, you know, as we age, we go through experiences, of course, and those experiences allow us to almost grow a journey towards where it is that we will be. And so for me, as young as I can possibly remember, 3, 4, I've always enjoyed helping others. And what I enjoy the most is really seeing the joy and gratitude in others' emotions. And that brought me joy. So to see others, and this I'm going to bring it into mental health and coaching, is that to see others succeed in their mental health through life coaching brings me joy, as well as never-ending internal mental success. My family, my friends, colleagues, even my 6-year-old, sometimes come up to me, they've always come up to me for advice and to explore their emotions. Why are they feeling a certain way? So I feel like I've always kind of been in that role. So I think one of my strongest assets that I am able to use in my private practice, as well as through the coaching, is really the ability to sit with you, not as two individuals, because physically we know that's there, but to sit with you as one. And that way we can take your journey, because it's really your journey, but to take you on this journey of your own mental exploration and success to its fullest potential. Mm.
And how has COVID, you know, affected your business?
So COVID, I think we can say COVID has affected all of us in many drastic changes. It changed people's lives, personal and business. As a society, we were suddenly confronted, right, with some harsh realities that drastically changed our professional, personal life, businesses, families. From a business standpoint, I definitely found myself having to be more productive in a face of a very restrictive social environment. Of course, due to the lockdown early on, I realized suddenly that I needed to find ways to turn my worries, my stresses and anxieties, which were in fact there. I don't know if there's anybody that didn't. Turned that into a very productive and positive change, not only for me, not only for my clients, but also for my family. So more so than ever, I found myself wanting to reach out to more people in a more meaningful way during these difficult times. So my job as a therapist, a coach, not to mention, of course, a mother, a wife, a sister, a friend, are very fulfilling to me. So I decided to refocus all of that on what I feel, how I feel, and towards what I was meant to do, and that is to expand my assistance to others. By helping them deal and to continue deal with their anxiety, their depression, and life's continuous change. During this pandemic, COVID, I feel that as if some of my light bulbs have finally become aligned with where I currently find myself. I was able to open up my own private practice, which was great. I started a podcast. I was always a little hesitant with being able to speak to the public, or not to mention be seen. I think that's just who I am as a person. I'm more internal. But I started a podcast, and I just recently started a YouTube channel. Who knew that? And I started blogging while maintaining a full-time job. And all of this while really trying to homeschool a 6-year-old. So once again, I needed to find the appropriate balance between my career as well as my personal life. And I think it is truly amazing what we can accomplish in the face of adversity. Once we refocus our energy towards self-improvement, instead of really dwelling on our frustration, anxieties, stressors, because it can sure take us into dark places, right? It can take over where we're unable to make decisions. So what I'm trying to say is being able to take all of that and make a lasting positive change, do something better with it. I mean, today, since March, I can say we have been consumed with COVID. It is challenging, and it is it's been challenging. We have been faced with so many different things. However, I believe that it has also allowed most of us to reevaluate, to refocus, to strengthen our professional and personal goals. I think we look at things a little bit differently today than maybe we did prior to COVID.
Absolutely. And how can my audience, you know, get in touch with you and the services that you provide?
So I am currently in the process of developing a website. It is it will be up and running. It is jdscounseling.com. My phone number is listed there for anybody if they want to schedule an appointment or just reach out to me with any questions. I also have a Facebook, Instagram account, who doesn't nowadays, right? And it's also JDS Counseling, J, the initials of my name, J for Joanna, D for Ghost, S for Santos Counseling. I have a YouTube channel, like I mentioned earlier, JDS Counseling, that focuses on the current issues that are going on. My podcast, which I'm going to throw you off a little bit, it's not JDS Counseling, but it is Mindful Counseling. Mindful, like mindful, being mindful in the moment, right? Mindful Counseling together, and it is on Podbean, Google Podcasts. I actually have it on TuneIn Radio, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. And, of course, because I'm a therapist, most of us have Psychology Today profile, so you can always locate me on Psychology Today under Joanna Dos Santos. My phone number is there. My background is there. And, of course, the other way is my email, which is jdscounseling@gmail.com.
All right. Thank you. And for everyone else out there, stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn those earrings today. I like those earrings. Gabby has those awesome earrings. I need to ask her where she got those, but that's just what she would want me to do. I'll have Michaela ask her for me.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Yeah, but then Michaela will be like, why don't you just ask her yourself? That's just like Michaela.
Sarah, buckle up.
Michaela's such a great name. I wish I was called Michaela. There's like a dozen Sarahs in my class.
Hey, we're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh yeah, seatbelt. I forget sometimes because my brain is like busy, you know? I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Remember, you have the keys, you have the power. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.